Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Dream On podcast. This is your host, Jennifer, and today's episode is finishing the sleep study that which we started at the beginning of February, maybe? I don't know when we started it, but today I'm completing that sleep study, and I'm sure that I'll do more things like this in the future just because I've been getting really into it and I think it's very interesting. But I'm gonna go over the rest of that data and I'm gonna discuss the trends and things and how I sleep. And I also have a really good dream story to tell because this morning I woke up and it was just like crazy. So hopefully I don't forget about that by the end of the episode because I have a lot of stuff to talk about in the sleep study data, but I will tell you that story because it's crazy. Just wait, you'll hear it, it's good. But I wanted to update you all on the sleep study data. It's been a really interesting project. I think that it will hopefully be beneficial for you guys. And I just want to say at the beginning of the episode that in the description of this episode, there will be a link to a Google survey that I made for all of you guys. It's for everyone who listens to the podcast. Please fill it out. As of now, only one person has filled it out. Thank you so much to that person. They're also a patron of the podcast. And I appreciate them so much for filling out the survey. But everyone else, guys, please fill it out. Like, I'm asking people to do it because on it, I asked some general questions about, like, your sleep patterns and, like, your dream patterns, and also about what you want to hear more of from the podcast. So, like, what episode kinds, like, which types of episodes are your favorites, all that good stuff. So please let me know because then I will focus more on those things going forward and I'll get an idea of what you guys like as well. So please fill that out. It is linked in the episode description. Now, moving on into the core of the episode. So I have pretty much exactly a month worth of data and I have more than that in the app because I've been tracking my sleep for longer than that. But all of this data is pretty much right in a row. The biggest gap between these days is like 2 days at one point, and everything else is like right in a row except for a couple of times where I took one day off from wearing the Fitbit because it was charging. So I have a lot of data and it's very, it's linear, so it should be like pretty consistent. There shouldn't be a lot of things that we can attribute to like time passing for some reason. Everything is just going to be right in a row, so that's good for the purposes of data analysis. And also for this, I'm doing like the premium trial right now because then I can see like my resting heart rate and everything. And this is unfortunately not freaking sponsored. Fitbit, sponsor me because I am going so hard into your app right now. But I'm just in the free trial so I can discuss like the resting heart rate and everything with you guys. And probably the most exciting thing here, okay? And this is like insane. Like when I saw this, I thought it was actually insane because I have a new worst night of sleep and it was not last night for me, which was fine. It was the night before last. And this was a bad night of sleep for a couple reasons. First of all, I stayed up super late. It was way too late because I was over at a friend's house. So I went to bed at like 12:30 in the morning. And this was bad for that reason, but also because I was feeling really not good. And I was like, wow, I must be really tired. That's why I don't feel good. Except then I woke up and I can check exactly how long into sleeping I was. I woke up at 2:42 a.m. and I was awake for 16 minutes. And I was awake because I was shaking with a fever. So I woke up that time and then I woke up several more times throughout the night because I was just shaking because I had a fever. And I went downstairs and I took my temperature and it was only at like 98.8 or something, which for me is actually a fever because my normal temperature is closer to like 97.8. So when I hit 99, that's actually like a real fever for me. I don't even remember the last time I hit 100 in a fever. I get up to 99 and that's my fever just for my body. But, you know, I woke up, I was like, what the heck? That's not even that high. And I was still just like shaking, like my teeth were chattering from a fever and it was so miserable. And I was just like trying to sleep through the night and I kept waking up. So it was really bad. And I ended up only sleeping for 6.5 hours for the whole night. And I was awake for 1 hour and 20 minutes throughout the night. So it was truly crazy. But that's not even the part that I thought was like insane. When I looked at this other feature that I don't normally have access to because it's only in the premium, they have this other thing called restoration, and it's like where they monitor your sleeping heart rate compared to your waking resting heart rate. And this night, my heart rate was 100% of the time over my resting heart rate. So my normal resting heart rate is between like 70 and 75 BPM. And this night while I was asleep, my average heart rate was 92 beats per minute. So I was just like laying there, heart racing, fever happening, like what the heck was going on? So this was truly insane. And it also says that for 18% of the time that I was asleep, I was restless. So I was like moving around, tossing and turning. My heart was racing, like things were bad. And this was 2 days ago. And I'm like, what on earth? Like, that is insane. And we compare that to a normal night of sleep, right? Like, let me find a good night of sleep to compare that to. So on this one, which they said was like a very good night of sleep, I got an 85 sleep score. I got it was 11% of my sleep was tossing and turning, and 86% of the time my heart rate was below the resting heart rate, and I had an average heart rate while I was sleeping of 70 beats per minute, which is like the low resting heart rate that I have. So truly insane. No wonder I felt like crap yesterday. That makes a lot of sense because my heart was racing literally the whole time I was asleep. Kind of concerning, to be honest. I don't like that that was happening. I think it's probably a little bit not good. But overall, this just like affirms that the sleep study is like, it's very interesting to me, and things are happening, you know what I mean? There's stuff to actually look at here. It's not just like, oh wow, there's, you know, it's boring. There's actually cool stuff that I'm looking at and I'm like, oh yeah, that is very interesting. Like today, the amount of time that I was in REM, because I was having a lot of dreams last night. I had the first dream, which is the story I'm gonna tell, and then I had a false awakening dream, actually, and in that dream, I told the story of that first dream that I had to my mother, and then that resulted in me, like, when I actually woke up, I forgot a ton of it because I had already gone over so much of it in that other dream. And I think that it kind of erased some of it from my memory, unfortunately, which is also kind of funny. But last night I had 6 distinct periods of REM, and obviously not all of those are super long. Like, I think one of them is like between 5 and 10 minutes, and so is another one, but the other ones are actually like pretty good size. And so there was a lot of REM sleep last night. I only woke up one time, and I actually got okay deep sleep as well. So comparing last night's sleep to the night before, which I'll actually look at the REM for that one as well. So on this night, I actually also had a lot of REM periods, but they were spaced out more. And I also did get some deep sleep, but things were kind of interrupted by all those periods where I was waking up. And so it pushed my longest period of deep sleep to 5 a.m. And then I had a ton more REM after that, and then I ended up waking up at 8:30. So things were just kind of like pushed forward because I went to bed so late and then I kept getting woken up. So I think the natural like progression of the sleep cycles one after another was really interrupted and just kind of ruined because I started sleeping so late and then I just kept waking up during the whole thing. So I think it just like ruined the rhythm of the overall night, which sucks, and I really felt it that day. It did not feel good that day. And moving on, now that I actually have a full 29 days, we can look at my 30-day average for all my benchmarks for things. So on average, I spend 16% of my sleep awake, and 17% in REM, and 54% in light sleep, and 13% in deep sleep. So all those things are pretty average from what I've looked at in terms of the benchmark, which is like other women my age. And the only difference, well, no, honestly, there's not really a difference. I could be getting more deep sleep than I am, but I don't know. That's just kind of how it is, you know? I probably sacrifice my deep sleep for REM. But it's been interesting. And just looking at the benchmarks and stuff, I'm glad that I did the sleep study. I'm glad that I looked at everything. And it's also interesting now that I have that new worst night of sleep, which I got a 62 score on. So they classify that as fair sleep. I classify that as the worst sleep that I can survive on. If my sleep is worse than that, I probably will just pass away. So that's like the absolute worst for me. And I still slept for 6 hours and 33 minutes. So not the worst sleep that I've ever had in my life. I think when I went to Florence, the first night I was there, I only slept for like 3 hours. No wonder I got so sick and had to come home, but yeah, just really, really bad sleep. And that'll just, I think that also kind of like clarifies why when you're sick or whatever, when anything's going on, like part of the reason why you feel so much worse when you're awake is just because you're not sleeping as well. So take naps. I have seriously started taking naps every single Tuesday and Thursday because I have work on those days at night and I work until 8 p.m. So I feel way, way, way better at work if I take a little nap beforehand. And I've taken naps that are 20 minutes and I've taken naps that are an hour and a half. And if you don't know, those are actually like kind of the only two lengths of naps that you can go, because an hour and a half is like the full sleep cycle, so you're able to go through the whole thing if you need to. And if you're taking like a 20 minute nap, then it'll keep you from going into a deeper level of sleep instead of just light sleep. So you kind of have to pick one. And if you want to learn more about that, there's a whole Stuff You Should Know episode about that. And it's called like Naps Chuck's Secret, I don't know, a secret talent or something, but it's a good episode. So if you want to learn more about naps, you should listen to the Stuff You Should Know episode about it. But yeah, those are my nap lengths, which I know is really important podcast content, which is why I wanted to share it with you. What is probably also kind of the last thing that I want to talk about in terms of the sleep study is that I aim to get about 8 hours of sleep, and I normally get probably a little bit more or like a little bit less than that, more often a little more. And from my research that I've done, this is pretty much the amount of sleep that I should be getting, but also that you should probably be getting unless you are younger than me, in which case you need more sleep than that. So 8 hours is like the amount of sleep. And then also if you're much older than me, you probably need more than that, because as you start to get older, you get less deep sleep during the night. And that's just something that happens naturally as you age. So it's important to prioritize sleep so that you get as much deep sleep as you possibly can. And that keeps your brain healthy. Keep your brain healthy, guys. And if you're younger, keep your brain healthy. Sleep more. I don't understand why people are like, I'm gonna stay up till 4 a.m. It's like, why do you feel, I almost swore, why do you feel so darn bad when you're awake? Oh, maybe because you don't sleep at night. So go to sleep for like 8 hours. That's just kind of the average that everyone should be aiming for. And I have been kind of an early riser this semester, even though my classes are so late in the morning. But now, since we're starting the spring time change, which I don't even know if they do that in other countries even, or even other states, they don't all do that. But I'm in California, so we have 2 times a year, we have a time change that we do. So we gain and lose an hour at different times of the year. Like right now it's the beginning of spring, so we're losing an hour in the morning and we like set back our clocks. So this morning I woke up at what it said on my phone was 9 a.m., but yesterday it had been 8 a.m. So we just like, we change our clocks a little bit. And it's, people don't like it. We actually voted a few years ago to stop doing that. And then it was insane because then it was like our California government, they were like, oh no, we're actually going to keep doing that. So I don't even know why they had us vote on it. Because they don't do that in other states. I think they do it in Hawaii still, but it's like a, It's like a very outdated thing. We used to do it for like working outside for like farming, so that you would have more hours of daylight to work in. Because right now it actually, well, as of yesterday, it got dark outside at like 6 p.m. But now today, because we changed our clocks, now the sun's gonna set at like 7 p.m., which is way better for the summertime, honestly. I wish we would just keep this time schedule, but whatever, it's not in my control, so I will continue to live my life as society dictates, I guess, as they tell me what time to set my clocks to. But anyways, what was I even talking about before that? Okay, yeah, sleep for 8 hours a night. Also, waking up with the sunrise, which is what I was actually talking about, is way better. And by that, I do not mean like, oh, the sun's up, I should get up. I just mean like, if you can, like, waking up before the sun rises actually sucks, and it's just harder. But for the most part, that's out of people's control. So, I mean, L, I guess, if you have to wake up before the sun. I hope I never, ever have to do that again. Like, school, ugh, disgusting, horrible. And go to bed when it's dark outside, which everyone does do, so that's good. And do not be on your phone before bed. Oh my gosh, I've been doing that lately. It's been horrible. I cannot do that. Like, I have to be very specific about which apps I can use before bed. Zero social media is allowed because it just, like, turns my brain right on. And then I'm just, like, thinking too fast. And I'm like, whoa, I need to go to sleep. But my brain is still rolling, you know, and it needs to stop. So I'm going to stop doing that again and just get back to, like, that classic no screen time, which I think we're all always striving towards, but sometimes we do better at it than others. And with that, I want to move into the final part of this episode, which I'm surprised I'm getting to so early in the episode. I did think the sleep study part would take longer, but it's probably good that it didn't, because I do have a significantly long dream that I want to talk about. So in this dream, okay, like the main goal for me telling you this, the whole story, is not so much that the dream is like super interesting, but there's this one part that is truly funny that I remembered, and I was like, this needs to be shared with the world. So that's what I'm doing. So in this dream, it started out with me on a boat, and I'm talking about like one of those huge old-timey ships, like the huge sailing ships. And it's like the kinds from The Little Mermaid, which I'm so excited for that movie to come out, the live action remake. Oh my gosh. I think it's going to be so good. And even if it's not, I'll probably really like it. So I am excited for it to come out. But anyway, I was on one of those boats, and I was on there with like a ton of different people, and we were all trying to get me away from this whole fleet of ships that was coming after us. And like, when you think of these boats, okay, like, they're moving pretty darn slow, so we could literally see all of them like way back behind us, and we were all just like kind of slowly being chased by them, because they couldn't catch up. So it was just like this distance as they were like slowly following and trying to catch up to us. And we got to like this little island, and they at this point were kind of like getting close, so we were like, okay, like, we'll get me off the boat and I will go like around the island on this little dinghy, and then when they catch up to the boat, I won't be here. And so they have like plausible deniability of like, oh yeah, she's not here, she wasn't here, all that stuff. And so I got off the boat into this little dinghy, and there's this specific character, and I genuinely don't know if this was his name, but like, even in the dream, because this was like an extremely lucid dream, I was really like I don't know how to describe to you. Like, it was like, because sometimes in lucid dreams, like, it's almost like my thoughts are like a little bit head empty, and so I'm just like, oh yeah, like, this isn't real. But other than that, I'm like pretty chill. And in this one, I was like really having a lot of thoughts and opinions, and really like, it was as if I was awake. Like, that's how active I feel like my thoughts were in this dream. So I was very lucid, and I was very much like, yeah, this isn't real, and also I'm gonna like fly around and do stuff. So I was with this character who I even thought of in the dream as like this kind of like Dr. Watson character, from Sherlock Holmes. And so he was like he was like middle-aged guy, and he was like a little bit like overweight. and he was white, and it was just like, it was very funny. But he was like, oh yeah, like we'll get in the boat and we'll go. And I was like, okay, yeah, good idea. And so we got in this little like dinghy boat and we were going around this island. And then on this little island that we were gonna kind of like snake around and like lose the other ships, I looked onto the island and there was like this weird metal structure, almost like the skeleton of a building. And inside of the structure on like the second floor, there were three walls and it almost looked like a real like house. And my friend was there with her brother. And I was like, what the heck? Like, she's why is she in there? And so I actually flew up off the boat and he was like, oh my gosh, like, where are you going? They're gonna get us. They're right behind us. And I was like, dude, literally, it's fine. Like, they're so slow because they're in their freaking huge ship. And I was like, it's fine. I'm just gonna go check this out. And so I flew up and I like talked with my friend for a minute and then she left. And then I talked with her brother for a few minutes. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh my gosh, they're literally rounding the corner. Like they were right there and they fully saw me on this island. And so I like got down and I got back in the boat and like we started like boating away like really fast in this tiny little dinghy. And then all of a sudden before I knew it, now the guy was driving and he was driving us through a jungle and it was a car. And the jungle outside was so thick, the foliage, that it was like, you could see like a foot in either direction around the car, like any direction. And it was just like leaves, just so thick, you could not see. And he was on like this like dirt road, like this skinny, tiny little dirt road. And the island before had not been big, but then as soon as we started trying to escape, the island got a lot bigger. And then he was able to like drive us through kind of inland into the island. And so he's driving, okay, he's like, okay, I'm gonna take us to the safe house. And I was like, okay. And so he drives us into this clearing, and when I describe this place, I want you to think of like every single like bug movie that you've ever seen, like freaking A Bug's Life, and like what else even is there? I'm thinking of like a TV show, but I don't remember what it was called. But it's like all those shows where like you're really tiny, like the Tinkerbell movies. You're very tiny and everything around you is very big. That's what this looked like, because there were like these vines, like these woody vines, and they were growing up in the air and kind of looping around in this clearing, and they were huge. They were like as tall as buildings. And there were houses that were like, if you've ever seen the kinds of bird's nest that are woven from grass and they actually like hang on branches and stuff, that's what these houses looked like, except they were made of leaves. So there were like these balls of leaves that were actually like buildings that people were living in, and you could see like lights in them. But we couldn't go that way because we had to first check in. And what we had to do was we had to pass through essentially like their security gate. And so he like stopped the car, and I was led by this guardsman who was like very tall. And I recall how tall he was because I was like, what the heck? Like, he's so tall. And I think he had brown hair, but he had like very green eyes. And I was like, what the heck? He's so tall. And his eyes are super green, like kind of weird. What a freak, right? Green eyes, what a freak. This one's for all the green-eyed people. This episode is dedicated to you. But he like led me into their, like essentially their security office. And it was literally just like this little like building that was raised up, and there were some steps going up to it. And it was kind of off to the side of the clearing before you went down the long way that led to like all the buildings and the vines and stuff. And so I go into the building, okay? And the security guy is like, okay, you just need to like pass this test and fill out these forms and then we'll let you go through. And I was like, okay, chill. And so he like sits me down at a desk by the door, and across from me to the right is this guy who I guess is like the leader of the town. And I don't know if that means he was like the president or like the king. Like, I don't know what that means, but I was just like, okay, yeah, he's the leader of the town. And so I sit down and I'm taking the test, and he hands it to me, right? And I'm looking at this paper, and it is very recognizably an algebra math problem. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, like I know how to do this. I did this in eighth grade. And so I sit there and I'm staring at it, and I'm trying to do it, and my brain is just like not working. Like I'm looking at it and I'm trying to write stuff down, but like I just can't. And like I can't write anything down, and I can't think through the numbers, and I can't do the basic math, and like I can't focus on it. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? Like, why can't I do this? And then the guardsman is like, oh, what? Like, you can't do basic math? And I was like, and I wasn't trying to fight with him. So I was like, I know, haha, like it's just algebra, right? And he's like, more like algebra zero. And I was like, what the heck? Like, he just like roasted me. Like, he's like, it's not algebra one or algebra two, it's algebra zero. You can't even do it. And I was like, dude, what the heck? And so he just like, just like a brutal remark to make. And then I was sitting there, right? And like, obviously I couldn't freaking do the test. And before I could even talk to the guy anymore about this and be like, what is wrong with you? Like, why would you say that to me? That's so mean. Then all of a sudden the leader guy starts like talking, and he talks for like a while. And genuinely, I do not recall what he said at all. Like, zero. I could not tell you anything of what he said. The only thing that I remember was, and like, I think this is why I forgot what he said, because I actually was focusing on how he said it, because he was talking to me in what I would describe as a normal manner of speaking. Like, his sentences were a normal structure, the words he used were normal, and then all of a sudden, while he was speaking, it's like all of a sudden the way that he spoke changed. Like, we all have a cadence to how we speak. We all use like very specific words, and this obviously has to do with like how we were raised and where we lived and all that kind of stuff. And the way that he was speaking just totally changed all of a sudden while he was talking, and even his voice changed. Like, it got like slightly deeper, and I was like, what the heck was that? And so I like tuned in a little more. And all of a sudden, I realized that it was not the leader of this town that I was talking to. It was actually my enemy in control of this guy by like possessing his body and talking to me. And so it turned out that he knew all along where I was, and that they were like gonna come here and get me. And then like I realized that the bodyguard was in on it too, because then he like lunged at me, and then I flew out the door. And all of this happened in genuinely like 0.5 seconds. It was so fast. I was like, oh my gosh, like that is not the leader of this town. And then the bodyguard was like, ee! And I was like, ah, and I flew out the door. And I could hear like the driver of my car, like the Watson guy, being like, oh no. Cause like, I guess he realized it at the same time somehow. So it was very weird. And I would also like to include, because it is incredibly funny, that in this genuinely like split moment of like this split second, I was like, oh, like, first of all, the villain is not Asher. And it's rare honestly that I even think about any recurring characters while I'm in dream. It's like I just don't have enough awareness to like consider that and to think about that. So first of all, it's interesting that I was able to think about that in this dream. I was like, oh, it's not him. And then the second thought I had was like, oh, but like, I bet he's super fine. And and I want to just include that, because genuinely, like, every freaking dream, dude, I'm unstoppable. Like, I cannot get away from that plot line. Like, every single person I interact with, I'm just like, is that a potential love interest? And normally the answer is yes. So I just needed to include that, because I think it's really funny. And I had not even seen this person, and I just like heard them talk one time, and I was like, oh, that's like a clever plan, like we should be together romantically. And that is funny. But anyway, like, that all happened, and then I truly do not remember what happened next. I think that the dream actually ended, and then, okay, I woke up. And I went downstairs and I told my mom literally the whole dream. I was like, oh my gosh, like I had this crazy dream. It was so wild. and all this stuff happened, and she was like, and she wasn't super interested because she's not normally interested in that stuff. Most people are not. And then I woke up again, because if you recall from the beginning of this episode, I had a false awakening right after this dream. So I actually think that I lost a good chunk of the dream and like what happened because I had that false awakening, and so I rehashed the whole thing, and then it turned out that I actually was not awake and I was still sleeping, and so I thought that I had like gone over everything already and all that stuff, and then I woke up again and I actually didn't. So it actually had to go through two layers of memory for me to recall the dream. Which I think is why I remember kind of the extreme parts and not necessarily the details of like what the guy was saying, for example. Genuinely no idea what the heck he was saying. I could not tell you. I don't know if it was like making fun of my math or what. I don't know. but clearly my math abilities have been called into question. So that's where we're at right now. But anyway, I think that that is kind of like done. Very good story. And I think I'm going to end the episode right here. But before I do, I would ask you all to please go in the description of this episode and take the survey, the listener survey that I have there, because I want to know which kinds of episodes you guys like the best so that I can make more of those episodes. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you so much to the patrons of the podcast for continuing to support the podcast. And guys, remember also the Discord server, the new Discord, it's live, and the link is in the episode descriptions of every not every episode, now in continuing episodes. thank you guys, and dream on.